The hot lunch is turkey with reconstituted dried mashed potatoes and gravy, a damp green vegetable, and a cookie. I'm not sure how to order anything else, so I just slide my tray along and let the lunch drones fill it. This 8-foot senior in front of me somehow gets 3 cheeseburgers, French fries, and 2 ho-hos without saying a word. Some sort of Morse code with his eyes, maybe. Must study this further. I follow the basketball pole into the cafeteria. I see a few friends, people I used to think were my friends, but they look away. Think fast, think fast. There's that new girl, Heather, reading by the window. I could sit across from her. Or I could crawl behind a trash can. Or maybe I could dump my lunch straight into the trash and keep moving right on out the door. The basketball pole waves to a table of friends. Of course, the basketball team. They all swear at him, a bizarre greeting practiced by athletic boys with zits. He smiles and throws a ho-ho. I try to scoot around him. Thwap. A lump of potatoes and gravy hits me square in the center of my chest. All conversation stops as the entire lunchroom gawks, my face burning into their retinas. I will be forever known as that girl who got nailed by potatoes the first day. The basketball pole apologizes and says something else, but 400 people explode in laughter and I can't read lips. I ditch my tray and bolt for the door. I motor so fast out of the lunchroom, the track coach would draft me for varsity if he were around. But no, Mr. Neck has cafeteria duty. And Mr. Neck has no use for girls who can run.